In the name of the risen Christ, amen. Good morning. Lovely to be with you. Last time I was here, it was Easter, and I think I may have promised to some of you at that point that the next time I came, I would bring towels with me. I see I still should do that. What an exuberant crew we have here with the Asperges. You know they're just going to keep doing it now. You know, I know the dean has probably told you this during Easter or something, but I think they're having far too much fun with that. Either that or they see you as people who clearly need to be cleansed of your sins. I'll let you decide which is really the motivation of the good dean there. Well, I was here since then a couple of weeks ago. Let me just test it out here for a second. Yeah, I think I can still hear it. I was here for the MinTech, the weekend gathering of young people here that filled every crack and crevice of St. Mark's, and it was just utter adolescent chaos. Do you like that? Right on cue. It was incredible, and I'm grateful I have people. We worked all day on that. Amen. It's not going to get any more impressive than that, let me just tell you. It was absolutely wonderful, and I'm totally grateful to the dean and everyone else who came and supported that place for young people to come and just sort of the experience to be here at the cathedral and feel comfortable to be in all sorts of parts and to be here. That in itself is awesome enough. But more importantly, these young people got to come and to hear on their level and in their experience and in this cathedral in some pretty creative ways our Easter story, and that is awesome. But they also got to live in a way, in a community, in a sense that really, really, really kind of surrounded them and helped them embrace their belovedness, that sense of who they are as a child of God. That community I would describe as a beloved community, a beloved community. Now, some of you may have heard that. We have written a fair bit and talked a fair bit about that in the Episcopal Church in Minnesota. Martin Luther King popularized that phrase, and here's what he says. This is his description of the beloved community. Dr. King's beloved community is a global vision. In which all people can share in the wealth of the earth. In the beloved community, poverty, hunger, and homelessness will not be tolerated because international standards of human decency will not allow it. Racism and all forms of discrimination, bigotry, and prejudice will be replaced by an all-inclusive spirit of sisterhood and brotherhood. In the beloved community, international disputes will be resolved by peaceful conflict resolution and reconciliation of adversaries. Love and trust will triumph over fear and hatred. Peace with justice will prevail. Now, this idea, this concept of the beloved community is not really originates with Martin Luther King, although he certainly has done good work with it. I would suggest to you, for those of us who have chosen to follow Jesus, I will take you to this place, which it really, for us, when Jesus talks about the kingdom of God has come near. So there's your homework. Every time you hear that passage in Scripture, every time Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God has come near, Jesus is suggesting that beloved community is in that place. Our own presiding bishop talks about it in this way. He describes that God has a dream. God has a dream. And then he often says that hopefully will wake us from the nightmare that we often find now. God has a dream for us as God's people about how we will live. And then this last week, your clergy and I were able to gather together for a clergy conference. I invited my good friend and colleague from Atlanta, the Bishop of Atlanta, to come and tell them everything I've told them. No, he's a wonderful, learned man, incredibly scholarly, and deep in the place of beloved community. And Bishop Wright gave at least two images that stuck with me and that may resonate for you. The first one is, iconically, is in that Trinity, and how the traditional language here, how the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that sense of their connectedness, gives that sense of beloved community. And he also talked about it with this beloved community is the practice and realization of divine love. Now, after all of those descriptions, I hope that somewhere in there you get an essence, a sense of that piece of beloved community, but I'm going to make it even easier for us. See, the beloved community is already here. The beloved community is already here. Here, right here at St. Mark's. Right here at St. Mark's. This is a community that is steeped in welcome, of inclusion, of respect, inviting all to come and bring who they are as beloved children of God, inviting all to come and to share their gifts, right? To come and to be a part of this community. There is much of who we are already as St. Mark's, really, that embodies that sense of the beloved community. At the core of beloved community, I want to give you some crib notes, from John. We heard much from John this morning in our scripture, but this to give you some of that deeper essence about that abiding love, the abiding love which is at the core, that which forms what it is for St. Mark's, informs what it is in terms of its sense of what it means to be a beloved community. Here's what John says. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. God's love was revealed and among us in this way. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know we abide in him and he in us because he has given us the Spirit. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. There is no fear in God's love. There is no fear in God's love. That's why we can be so welcoming. That's why we can be so inclusive. That's why we're so respectful, because that abiding love, it is the love that John goes on and talks about of connectedness, so deeply, deeply connected, giving that image of a vine and vineyard, giving that sense of those vines all deeply connected with us, because that's a part of the experience we have here as we begin to feel deeply connected to each other and deeply connected with the holy. Right? That's where we begin to have that embodiment of what it means to be the beloved community. The beloved community, let's think about that word beloved. When God speaks of Jesus, when God speaks, how does he describe that? This is my beloved, right? That's God's understanding. That's God's understanding of not only who Jesus is, but the relationship. The relationship of God and Jesus. You know, as the tech weekend was beginning to close, there is kind of one final talk. It's called Beyond Tech. One of my favorite theologians, my youngest son, he really loves to give this talk at Tech, and he loves to give it as a program director at camp, because he's lived in that space. He understands that sense of reluctance, because even as tired as those young people were, they didn't want to leave. Who would want to leave, right? All the food you want, an incredibly cool building, but more importantly, that sense of love and affirmation. Who would want to leave? Their words, I don't want to go back to reality. I don't want to go back to reality. And this is where my son, because of his own experience, zeroes in on this and says, what if the reality here is in fact your reality? How can you live your beloved community? How can you live that beloved that you've experienced this here each and every day? What if that was who you were? What if that was how you lived in the world? My friends, this at St. Mark's is a blessing for us to be able to come and to experience our own reality here. And there may be times when it's like, I think I'd rather just stay here. Phenomenal music, incredible preaching most Sundays, right? Right? Magic tricks by the bishop with his cope, right? I mean, seriously, there's a sense of, yeah, this is great. But we know, as our deacon says to us every Sunday at the end of the service, we need to go forth in the love and serve. We need to go forth from here. So yes, we need to invite folks. We need to invite them to come and experience the beloved community that we have experienced here at St. Mark's. Yet we need to take that beloved community out into the world, as our presiding bishop says, to be the Jesus movement, to take what we've experienced here out into the world, to bring our experience of the beloved community to be participators in bringing the beloved community into the world. Love God, love neighbor, become the beloved community, change the world. Many of your clergy gathered here, your clergy and other clergy gathered from across the Episcopal Church in Minnesota during Holy Week for the ordination vows. It's an opportunity for them to reaffirm them. I read this piece from one of my favorite pieces that I've shared multiple times. The author, Pedro Rupe, a good Jesuit, I think encapsulates for us what it is for us to live fully into that place of embracing and embodying that beloved community. Here are his words. Nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you're in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the mornings, what you will do with your evenings, how you will spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything. The love we experience here changes our lives. It changes how we live our lives. It beckons us forth from here to share that love with our world, to be a part of bringing that love to creating the beloved community in the world. May God give us strength and courage to do so. In Jesus' name, amen.